Thank you for calling customer service. This is Shar. How may I help you today?
I'm on hold from another agent working on my case.
Ma'am?
He's supposed to be searching out my fraudulent charges on my card.
Can I get your zip code, please?
66223.
66223. And can I get that first and last name, please?
Braden, Pat Braden, B-R-A-D-I-N.
All right, yes. Yes, ma'am, I do see right here. Can I please get your shipping address for security purposes?
My address?
Yes, ma'am.
15401 Floyd Street, Overland Park, Kansas, 66223. I know the company that I bought two items from. They are very, very fraudulent, and they have stolen my credit card number.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I do see here on February 12th, you had did the watch and the earbuds. How was that working for you?
The earbuds are fine. That watch was absolutely ridiculous. It was fraudulent and all the way number. Those are the two items I ordered from that company. Now they have stolen my number and charged me $69 on my card.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand. What it was is that was a 14-day trial. And if you didn't call in within those 14 days, we bill you the full amount on the 15th day. Now, I have the watch on myself, and I also own a pair of earbuds, and they are really a good product. The earbuds really help with sound, and then a watch track your heart rate and sleep monitoring.
I have no idea. I don't want that stuff. I don't want that stuff. And if they told me that it was good for so many days, they didn't tell me that.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. When you clicked on terms and conditions and you were 18 years of age, that was you agreeing to keep in the watch.
That is tricky. That is fraudulent. I will not pay this charge.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. Let me look more into this account, okay?
Well, he was looking for it. That's why I've been home for 15 minutes now.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Just let me look through it, okay?
Okay. I'm not paying for it. Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here. I'm looking into your account, okay?
All right. Well, normally I get a bunch of music, so I didn't know.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so what I can do for you is I can do a 35% refund because that is a valid charge, and I was just able to do that as a courtesy for you.
You can do how much? What'd you say?
35% refund.
What does that amount to?
All right, give me 1 second so I can do that. Okay, for...
They stole my credit card number.
No, ma'am, nobody stole your credit card number. As I stated before, it was a trial. So all you paid was for shipping and handling. And after that trial was over, then we billed you the full amount. Okay.
You need a credit how much?
Of $24.49.
Oh my God. Well, I don't have that kind of money to pay fraudulent people.
Yes, ma'am. This isn't fraudulent. What it was is, as I stated, you did a trial, and when you did the trial and you didn't give us a call on that by the 14th day, we charge you and billed you the full amount on the 15th day. But as I stated,
well,
I can get you. Well, I was.
It's
what I was.
Really, the items that they sent me are really just a trash items.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry you feel that way. I have both items myself that I use every day, and they are amazing products. So, what I was able to do for you, since you're not satisfied with the product, I was able to put in 50% refund. So that means you will only have paid $34.99, and then you will be getting back $34.99.
All right, I got to do something. I can't pay no $70.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. Just give me 1 second so I can refund you this amount.
Oh, who can I report these people to? That's such a tricky, tricky thing to do to people. I will report them to somebody.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand.
I'll be darned. Oh, I never clicked on no number that. I'd have sent them back in a minute. I'd have known that.
Give me 1 second.
I really just should cancel the whole Barclay card and get another from somebody else.
Yes, ma'am, but after these charges, no more charges will be coming out of your account. Just give me 1 second. I'm trying to get everything.
How many innocent people do they do this to?
We get a lot of people that actually that does it and know it's a trial, so it's not really considered fraud at all.
I didn't press nothing. I didn't agree to nothing. They always ask me if I want to, and I absolutely do not.
Yes, ma'am. If you wouldn't have checked the box, then it wouldn't have went through at all, because that's the only way it can go through, by checking a box and putting all your information in.
I don't know what box I checked at this point. All right, so I'm getting a credit.
I'm trying right now. Just give me.
Yeah, I've been on here 15 minutes.
Yes, ma'am. Just give me 1 second. I'm trying to refund you that money, okay? All right, ma'am. So that's what it was. Probably the other person was having trouble with your account. So now I'm going the other route to make sure all of this is complete for you, because I understand that you have been waiting a while, okay? And I do apologize about that wait.
And you might also add, I will not use Barclay cards again.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand.
I was planning on using it for quite a while, a bunch of remodeling, but I won't do that now. Thank you. What's the limit on my card anyway?
Ma'am, I'm not sure. I can't look into that. Okay, so that has been refunded. And you should begin the email for that confirmation by tomorrow.
All right. How many people have they cheated?
Okay, ma'am, so that was put in for you. So you should be receiving that within 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you for calling customer service, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye.